Former business secretary and former UK ambassador to Washington, Peter Mandelson, has returned home after being held at a police station for nearly 9 hours. He was arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office and later released on police bail, pending further investigation. Lord Mandelson is suspected of passing market-sensitive government information to the late financier Jeffrey Epstein while serving as a Labour minister in 2009. He has not spoken publicly about the specific allegations. It is understood he denies any criminal wrongdoing and says he was not motivated by financial gain. The Metropolitan Police say they cannot provide further detail at this stage in order to protect the integrity of the inquiry. MPs are expected to debate whether documents relating to Andrew Mountbatten Windsor's appointment as a trade envoy in 2001 should be released. The Liberal Democrats argue that no one, however powerful, should be beyond parliamentary scrutiny. Their leader, Ed Davey, says there is a principle at stake: transparency. Meanwhile, New Zealand has joined Australia in signalling support for removing Mr. Mountbatten Windsor from the line of succession, a move that would require approval from all Commonwealth realms where King Charles III is head of state. Across Ukraine, events are marking the fourth anniversary of Russia's invasion. Officials say 5 people were injured in fresh drone strikes on Zaporizhia. Prime Minister Keir Starmer is co-chairing a meeting of the Coalition of the Willing, reaffirming support for Kyiv. Commemorations are taking place in Bucha and Kyiv. Talks are expected later this week in Geneva, though few anticipate a rapid breakthrough. Police in Australia searching for 85-year-old Chris Bagsarian, believed to have been abducted in error, say human remains have been discovered. Investigators believe masked men intended to kidnap someone else, possibly linked to organised crime. The government says a new contract with GPs in England will encourage more prescriptions of weight loss injections, with potential additional payments of up to £3,000 per practice annually. And in a major medical breakthrough, the first baby has been born in the UK to a woman who received a womb transplant from a deceased donor. The baby boy, Hugo, has been described as a miracle by his parents. Professor Richard Smith, who worked on the procedure, says the development offers hope to young women previously told they would never carry a child. In Manchester tonight, cloudy skies with light rain developing later, temperatures around 7 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Neckoff Radio.
Le saviez-vous? Changer la langue de ton téléphone peut accélérer ton apprentissage. Oui, un geste simple, mais très efficace. Ton téléphone, tu l'utilises tous les jours. Messages, réglages, notifications, applications. Si tu passes ton téléphone en espagnol, en anglais ou en italien, tu vois les mots constamment. Sans faire d'effort particulier, ton cerveau mémorise naturellement. Par exemple, Settings devient normal. Guardar devient familier. Impostazioni ne te fait plus peur. C'est ce qu'on appelle l'exposition quotidienne. Astuce simple, choisis une langue que tu apprends, change les paramètres de ton téléphone et laisse ton cerveau travailler. Au début, tu seras un peu perdu, mais en quelques jours, tu t'habitueras. Conclusion. Pour progresser plus vite, intègre la langue dans ta vie quotidienne. C'était Le Saviez-vous ? À très bientôt pour une nouvelle astuce.